Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. A post-mortem examination is to take place on the body of a woman which has been recovered from the water at Pollet in Fannet. The number of criminal legal aid certificates being granted through the Donegal and Letterkenny District Court offices has fallen to zero. Councillor Ali Farron is calling on Donegal County Council to develop smaller housing projects alongside larger estates. And oil prices have hit their highest level since early July. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have an update of all the sport with Oisin at 5:45. But first, a post-mortem examination is to take place on the body of a woman which has been recovered from the water at Pollet in Fannet. Emergency services were alerted after the woman, aged in her 60s, fell into the water shortly after 5 o'clock last evening. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
A multi-agency response was launched involving the Coast Guard and the RNLI, with the search and rescue operation off the Fannet Peninsula commencing at approximately 5 o'clock last evening. It was coordinated by the Irish Coast Guard's Marine Rescue Sub-Centre at Malin Head. The search concluded at around 8 o'clock, following the recovery of the body by the Coast Guard personnel, the Coast Guard's extending their sympathy to the family. Gardaí say the coroner was notified and the woman's body was transferred to the mortuary in Letterkenny University Hospital, where a post-mortem examination will take place.
The number of criminal legal aid certificates being granted through the Donegal and Letterkenny District Court offices has fallen to zero. That's according to the court service, following the introduction of a new criminal legal aid scheme in July. In Donegal Town, 32 certificates were granted in July 2025. None were granted in July this year. In Letterkenny, 183 certificates were issued in July 2025. That figure has also fallen to zero. Nationally, 702 certificates were issued in July last year, compared to 10,000 July this year, compared to 10,277 in July 2025, a reduction of 93%. The new scheme has coincided with solicitors withdrawing their services. Donegal solicitor Rory O'Brien explained the issue on today's Greg Hughes Show.
The Law Society have been constant in their message that the door is open. We can discuss the two core issues that we need to resolve are different certificates for different types of work. And for different types of cases. And what's being asked of us, just to give it context for your listeners, Greg, analogies are always good to understand what the issues we're facing. Where we are is you're being asked, like a mechanic, I'm sure the mechanic's listening, and a mechanic is being asked to deal with a customer who comes in with one car and it's fixed in 5 minutes and that's your flat rate fee. And you might say, well, that's great. Well done. We're being asked effectively to be the mechanics. Somebody could come in with 20 cars and it's the same fee and could take months upon end to resolve. And it's the same thing. So that's really where the nub of the issue is for us in terms of what's being asked, in terms of the functioning of the system, which we say is no way effective. It's no way a proper way to administer justice for any individuals. The suggestion and proposal of the mediator has come from the Law Society only as of last night, is my understanding. But as I was saying, they've had the door open. They've been keen to engage. Letters upon letters have been written by the Law Society to the Department of Justice. And we're hopeful that the minister will engage in this process and allow us to get back to work to do what we want to do and help people as best we can.
Councillor Ali Farron is calling on Donegal County Council to develop smaller housing projects alongside larger estates. The 100% redress councillor raised the issue at a recent meeting of the Inishowen Municipal District. He says smaller developments could benefit local schools, shops and amenities, while also helping to keep rural villages in Donegal alive. At present, the council cannot develop housing projects of fewer than 5 homes. Councillor Farron says the council will look at that policy.
I live in a rural area, and most people will know Donegal is not made up of big cities. It's made up of small towns and small villages. And, you know, in my time in the council, I haven't heard of anybody mentioning the smaller towns of the likes of Malinhead, of Clamanagh, Carramina, you know, Glengad. So I want to keep the pressure on as a rural county councillor that rural, you know, housing in rural areas is every bit as important as the main towns. And in fact, it's probably more important because it helps keep a shop open. It helps keep a school open, that, you know, it's vital for the area. So I'm appealing, and I do it as often as I can, to appeal to the county council housing body to look at getting land in smaller areas to develop smaller, you know, estates that are suitable for a rural area.
And the council member who was there seemed to be in agreement with you on this issue about focusing on the smaller projects. Did that? Were you happy with that response that you got?
Until we could see it delivered, yes. But what he was talking about was at the moment they weren't allowed to look at any wee project under five houses. Whereas where I come from, if we had three houses, it would be a massive benefit. So they're going to look at the wording and the documentation to see if it would be feasible to have a project of three houses as opposed to five or 25. So, yeah, small housing developments in rural areas would be far more beneficial for us in rural Ireland.
Oil prices have hit their highest level since early July. The average price for 500 litres of oil in Donegal now sits at €740. The cost of a barrel is above $100, raising concerns about the impact it may have on forecourt prices. The price has been rising after an escalation in tensions in the Middle East. CEO of Fuels for Ireland, Kevin Partland, says it will take a number of weeks for this latest spike to be reflected at the pumps.
It is, of course, a cause for concern. I think we sometimes think that the price of a barrel of crude oil is automatically impacting on Irish forecourts, and it really doesn't work that way. It's about 3 weeks of a lag before the fuel that is bought today as crude oil is put onto the market as petrol, diesel or home heating oil in Ireland. So the impact on pump prices that we have seen in the last couple of weeks is not really related to that crude oil price increase yet.
Members of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation have voted overwhelmingly in favour of industrial action. 99% of voting members were in favour, up to and including strike action. It follows a six-week in-person ballot. The union says the government's failure to offer serious proposals on a new public sector pay agreement is putting pressure on members even before they turn up to hospitals for work. Meanwhile, force of members working in the public health sector are to start industrial action later this month. It's also in a dispute over the public sector pay deal. Forsa says it's issued notice to employers, including the HSE in Tuzla, with action to begin on September the 30th. That'll initially see members engage in a work to rule. Police in Derry have arrested an 18-year-old male overnight following an incident in the city centre. As officers were making inquiries into an altercation at 3:40 a.m, they became aware of an unreported incident at a shop in the same area. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
It's understood the man had entered the premises and brandished a weapon at staff following an altercation which occurred when he grabbed an item off a shelf. No physical injuries were reported by staff. Officers arrested the 18-year-old on suspicion of aggravated burglary and stealing and also possessing an offensive weapon in a public place. He was also arrested on suspicion of possession of Class A and Class B controlled drugs and remains in custody. Police are urging anyone that may have been in the area and captured relevant footage to get in touch with them.
The Assembly at Stormont has passed the second stage of the Renewable Electricity Generation Bill, which Economy Minister Caoimhe Archibald says will have a positive impact for communities, households and businesses. All parties supported the measure, with some bemoaning the length of time it's taken to get to this point. Foyle SCLP MLA Shane McLaughlin said the passing of the bill marks the beginning rather than an end.
We have an abundance of renewable energy potential. If we get this right, it should mean more than simply producing cleaner electricity. It should mean investment, good jobs and new economic opportunities in communities right across the north. And dare I say, that includes the northwest. I therefore welcome the ability within the bill to include community benefit requirements. If communities are hosting the infrastructure required for our energy transition, they should see the tangible benefits from it. Deputy Speaker, I support the principle behind this bill and I want the renewable electricity price guarantee to succeed. But after the delays we have already experienced, the Minister and her department must now inject real pace and a sense of urgency into its implementation. Passing this bill is not the end of the process. We have households and businesses who need greater stability for their energy costs, and we have investors who need certainty that this is genuinely a place where they can build and invest. The real measure of its success will not be whether we pass this legislation, it's whether we actually get renewable projects built, connected to the grid, and generating affordable electricity for people right across the north.
Sinn Féin MLA Padraig De Largy told the Assembly this is a positive story for people, as this will help put money back in their pockets. He says it will bring benefits to those communities who facilitate renewable energy and opens the doors to do more cross-border collaboration.
There's potential here to work right across the north to really address regional balance and actually to work on an all-Ireland basis. Quite different from the isolationist position which the DUP and previous DUP ministers have often espoused. We have the opportunity to work on an all-Ireland basis and actually to be a net generator of electricity and of energy. The latest figures produced by the Department for Economy show the important contribution that renewable electricity is already making. In June 2026, renewable energy accounted for 53% of the energy used here in the north, an increase from 47% just last year. That progress should be welcomed, but it's clear that there's scope to do more when we have the right framework in place. Communities who host this infrastructure should see real and should see tangible benefits, whether that's through community funds, through local opportunities, or wider economic activity. People should be able to see the value of these projects in the places in which they live and in which they work. And just to touch on the comments that Sinead has made, I do think that this is a great opportunity for regional balance, because particularly the communities that host many of this infrastructure are often the communities that are most economically isolated. So this is an opportunity to enhance their economic offering too.
Police in Strabane are reminding residents to be vigilant following a report of a suspicious caller last Friday. The caller approached the home in the town, claiming to be from the Housing Authority. Izzy Bland reports.
Police say the suspicious caller arrived at the home in Strabane last Friday afternoon at around 1 o'clock. He claimed he was from the Housing Authority and was at the home to carry out a repair. However, the man declined to show identification when asked by the occupant and left the property in a pink-coloured vehicle. It was subsequently confirmed that the man was not an employee of the Housing Authority. Police are advising individuals to never allow cold callers into their homes and to always ask for official identification. They also advise displaying a no cold calling sticker on the door or window at the front of their property. Anyone contacted by a suspicious caller should get in touch with police.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Shop and store are online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 5:45 here in Highland Radio, and it's time to go over to the sports desk and say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Ryan. A very good evening. We start with Gaelic Games. GA President Jarlath Burns believes integration with the LGFA and the Camogie Association will take a long time. Mary McAleese stepped down as the chairperson of the steering group yesterday after the GAA sought a five-year extension to the previously agreed timeline of next year. Burns says the stalling is due to financial concerns over equally funding for both male and female intercounty teams, and he believes there was a legitimate fear that integration would have been voted down at a Congress next month. Donegal chairperson is Mary Coughlin, and speaking on this morning's Greg Hughes show, she believes the proposed timelines were not realistic.
This is not saying that integration is not going to take place. It is saying that the time frame for it is too quick. It is important to note that in the main, all over the country, people were not against the principle, nor I. We will still continue to work with the LGFA and the Camogues. We have an integration committee in Donegal. The philosophy is correct. The time frame is the problem.
Two matches this evening taking place in the Derry Senior Football Championship in the Round 1 QA. Glenullen meet Ballanderry at Owen Beg, while at Celtic Park, Dungiven take on Ballinascreen. Both games start at 7:30. And in the Donegal Intermediate Hurling Championship this evening, Dunlow play Carndonagh in a semi-final tie. Throw-in is at 7:30 at the Donegal GA Centre in Convoy. The winner will play Éireann Ballyshannon in the final on Saturday week. Turn our attention to football. Liverpool start their Champions League campaign against Atletico Madrid tonight at Anfield. They've started the Premier League season with two draws and then a win at newly promoted Ipswich last Friday. Last year's runner-up, Arsenal, they are in Italy to face Napoli tonight as well. Both games start at 8 o'clock. In the EFL Cup this evening, there's an all-Premier League third-round tie as Chelsea welcome Leeds. And in the Championship, Queen's Park Rangers can go top with victory at Charlton in what is a London derby. Up in Scotland, Celtic will look to maintain their perfect start to the Premiership season when they travel to St Johnstone. The champions are chasing a sixth straight league win. However, they are facing into 4 games in 10 days, a busy period ahead for Celtic boss Martin O'Neill. In the meantime, O'Neill says there are fitness issues with a number of their late summer signings.
Some of the lads just, you know, who I think will make really good progress with us in the next couple of weeks, if they have to wait that long, I just think that they're just wanting to see how we play and try and win games at the same time. So it's just, it's that balance.
Also tonight as well in the Scottish Premiership, Rangers and St Mirren both have the chance to move up to second on the table. They are meeting at Ibrox. Professional boxing returns to Letterkenny next month with Rumble in the Hills 3 at the Oris Centre on Saturday the 24th of October. Hosted by former world title challenger Jason Quigley of Shear Sports, rising Fermanagh star Rhys Owens will top the bill in his first 8-rounder, while Dangerous Danny Duffy and Aidan Byrne have also been confirmed on the card. All the information and ticket details are available on highlandradio.com. In golf, as the Irish Open gets ready to tee off tomorrow morning, one man will create a new European Tour record when he takes to the course. Padraig Harrington is playing his 31st consecutive Irish Open, which will surpass the record of Seve Ballesteros at the Spanish Open. For the three-time major winner, who has 44 wins on tour, his home tournament is always special, but it does bring its own pressures.
You turn up at an Irish Open from Monday morning onwards, it's like you're leading the tournament going into Sunday. You know, the expectation, the talk, the questions. You know, you can turn up at a... You can win a tournament that nobody know you were there until late Sunday afternoon sort of thing. Not when it's your national open. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of... You can't have a perfectly organised week. You have to, I suppose, swing with the punches. And that's, you know, that's what you learn after a while.
So the Irish Open starts tomorrow morning in Dunbeg in County Clare, and Highlands golf coverage this week from the event is with Halpenny Golf, top brands, best prices. Finally in tennis, Elena Rybakina's bid to become the world number one continues later. A win over Ken Wanzing in the US Open quarterfinals would see her move to the top of the rankings. The other women's quarterfinal sees Coco Gauff take on French Open winner Mira Andreeva. And the men's top seed, Alexander Zverev, is up against a Dutchman, Botik van der Zandschulp, for a place in the semi-finals later. And that's your sport. Ryan, our next bulletin tomorrow morning is after the 8 o'clock news.
Thank you very much, Oisin. The vice chair of Donegal County Council's Defective Blocks Committee says it's important that the Department of Housing follow through on a commitment that they will meet with the committee 4 times a year. Councillor Joy Beard says that's highly important because at present it can seem like the committee's meetings are an echo chamber, with very little being achieved. Speaking after a meeting with officials in Dublin earlier this week, she says there are fresh perspectives that the committee can give Minister James Brown and his officials, and it's important that the voice of those affected is heard at every level.
The Minister, I believe, knows the issues, but there's always issues coming up beyond what he knows. And I'm one that wears my heart on my sleeve. I'm listening to families every single day of the week, and I know the blockages and barriers that they're facing and what needs to be addressed. So it's very, very important that, you know, those voices are heard and those people are represented, and that's why I was there, to be their voice. And I think we all pulled together and we had one united voice in there fighting for the families.
I suppose that shows the strength of the DCB committee. In recent months, we've sort of heard a bit of frustration coming out there. It's a bit of a talking shop, has been the view of some councillors. Getting a commitment of quarterly meetings, that shows the value of it.
Yeah, very, very much so. There's no point in us talking to each other and knowing the issues here in Donegal without it going that bit further. But again, with that meeting yesterday, it has to be listened. They had to listen to us, but now we need actions. And that's where we feel we need to start pushing now, you know, because this scheme has been running a long time. And we hear about all the figures being touted about how this scheme is working. To me, the value of this scheme working is how many families that are returned to their safe homes for the first time in potentially a decade. You know, we have delays upon delays, reviews upon reviews. There's so many issues coming down the line. Obviously, we have the review of IS 465 now completed, and there's a full review being done of the entire scheme. And of course, we have the social housing remediation scheme and the problems as well that exist currently with the private scheme. So those all need to be addressed. They need to be highlighted and solutions found. And these meetings are obviously a way of doing that.
The Gaeilge of Donegal County Council says East Donegal must not be overlooked as efforts continue to promote the county as a tourism destination. Councillor Gary Doherty says there is a risk that the area could be left behind as the focus remains heavily centred on coastal destinations. A new tourism map is being developed to highlight attractions across Donegal and encourage more visitors to explore the county. Speaking at a recent meeting of the Lifford-Stranorley Municipal District, Councillor Doherty said East Donegal has a particularly rich heritage which deserves to be showcased.
The number of people that are coming to visit the Lifford-Stranorley Municipal District and the number of people that are coming to stay, but also those people who may be in Donegal and may be inclined to not visit the Lifford-Stranorley area. We need to be doing as much as we can to try and maximise the number of visitors that we get, because we have fantastic attractions in East Donegal that we need to be promoting.
And a lot of those attractions would be linked to culture and heritage.
Yeah, look, there's no end of attractions in the Lifford-Stranorley Municipal District, to be honest with you. And look, we have fantastic amenities here already. We have everything set up. We have fantastic hotels, particularly in the Twin Towns, that are hosting visitors from not only the rest of Ireland, but throughout Europe and the rest of the world. So these are people who are coming to visit Donegal. And I suppose it's a task for us as a council to make sure that we're getting as much as possible and making sure that those people see as much of Donegal as they can. And look, when you look at East Donegal, we've got everything from natural sites to amenities to keep kids happy. So there's everything in between. So Lifford-Stranorley has a huge amount to offer.
And the weather, mostly cloudy with isolated showers, light to moderate west to southwest winds. Cloudy with outbreaks of rain gradually moving in from the west and southwest overnight. Lowest temperatures of 9 to 13 degrees with mostly moderate southerly winds, increasing moderate to fresh. Tomorrow, outbreaks of rain will be widespread with some heavy bursts. It clears to sunny spells and well-scattered showers will follow from the west during the afternoon. Highest temperatures of 14 to 16 degrees and a moderate to fresh southerly wind, veering moderate westerly. A look back at today's main stories. A post-mortem examination is to take place on the body of a woman which has been recovered from the water at Pollet in Fannet. Emergency services were alerted after the woman, aged in her 60s, fell into the water shortly after 5 o'clock last evening. You can read that full report on our website, highlandradio.com. The number of criminal legal aid certificates being granted through the Donegal and Letterkenny District Court offices has fallen to zero. That's according to the court service, following the introduction of a new criminal legal aid scheme in July. In Donegal Town, 32 certificates were granted in July 2025. None were granted in July this year. In Letterkenny, 183 certificates were issued in July 2025. That figure has also fallen to zero. Nationally, 702 certificates were issued in July this year, compared with 10,277 in July last, a reduction of 93%. The new scheme has coincided with solicitors withdrawing their services. Councillor Ali Farn is calling on Donegal County Council to develop smaller housing projects alongside larger estates. The 100% redress councillor raised the issue at a recent meeting of Inishowen's Municipal District. He says smaller developments could benefit local schools, shops and amenities, while also helping to keep rural villages in Donegal alive. At present, the council cannot develop housing projects of fewer than 5 homes. And oil prices have hit their highest level since early July. The average price for 500 litres of oil in Donegal is now €740. The cost of a barrel is above $100, raising concerns about the impact it may have on forecourt prices. The price has been rising after an escalation in tensions in the Middle East. CEO of Fuels for Ireland, Kevin Partland, says it will take a number of weeks for the latest spike to be reflected at the pumps. And that's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news once again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, September the 9th. The death has occurred of Joni McLaughlin, Roe, Port Roe, Glasha, Cardonna. Joni's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Cardonna, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on cardonnaparish.com. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, Cardonna Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Donal Daniel Boyce, Derry Hereff, Creasla, and formerly of Carrigart and Slough, Berkshire. His remains are reposing at his home in Derry Hereff until 9 p.m. this evening. A one-way system is in operation. Please enter via Muckish Road, across from Doe Graveyard. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Doe Graveyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or James Harkin, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.